Joining us now from the Dallas Morning News, former intern at the Washington Post, who I think we tried to hire back and didn't want to come back, Mark Stein, joins us now, was at the game last night when Wang Zhuzhu, do I pronounce that correctly, Zhuzhu?
You're right on.
And he is referred to as Wang?
No, Dodger.
Dodger?
They gave him a nickname.
What?
Dodger? What is that about?
Apparently, in Mandarin, Dodger, which I'm obviously butchering the pronunciation of, means Big Z, and the closest the Mavs could come to that was Dodger, so he is...
Dodger.
Dodger.
Does he speak, I must speak some English, how limited is his English, Mark?
When I've talked to him and heard other people talk to him, it looks like he doesn't understand a single word.
How great is that?
But you
can quote him saying anything and it won't matter.
Yeah, except, you know, the Chinese papers, they run every word that we write, so I don't want to cause an international incident either.
It doesn't... Okay, well, the obvious... We're going to get to how he played and how he looked and what the response was and yada, yada, yada. And this is an interesting team. Dirk Nowitzki is German. Steve Nash is Canadian. Now they've added the first Chinese player in the NBA to the mix. But those guys speak English. How do they tell Zhuzhu or Dodger what to do? How does it work?
Well, they have his interpreter here, but the truth is he's really not going to play that much. The thing people, I think, kind of got a misconception. They saw that they got this guy and activated him right away, and that people kind of thought, oh, they must have cut a deal with the Chinese authorities that he has to play. That's the only way they got him over here. But really, it's because the rules say you can't sign a guy and put him on the injured list. So they're only going to put him in games when they're up by 30, and it doesn't matter. This guy's not expected to do anything now. So it's not going to be a major issue. He's just here to meet these guys and get acclimated.
But when he goes on the court, and I saw clips of this, it looked like Finley was trying to tell him what to do. It looked like Nash was trying to, or maybe it wasn't Nash, I'm pretty sure Finley at one point was trying to tell him what to do. There is a universal language of basketball, obviously, but how does it work? Have you seen practice?
The only way it worked yesterday was basically in the second half when he came in. They just ran every play for him and just ran easy pick and rolls, which, you know, anybody who's played at his level would know how to do. But, yeah, the very first time, Finley was trying to tell him what to do, and he just couldn't understand it. Even Nelly turned to us during the game. When they sent him in the second half, they were kind of giving in some instructions, and Nelly just turned to press row and started laughing because he knows Wang didn't understand a word that he had just said.
I can understand bringing an interpreter into the huddle when the guy's there, but you can't put the interpreter unless you sign him and put him out on the court.
Yeah.
There's no way he can talk to the guy. Did the guy look I assume he looks completely lost?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it must have been a little unsettling for him and surrounded before the game. It was really a Rodman-esque scene. That's the only thing I can compare it to since in the 4 years that I've been here of that much media and that much attention. The guy couldn't take a drink of water before the game without being surrounded. The interpreter sits behind the bench, but yeah, it's going to be a major adjustment, and that's really why they wanted to get him here soon, because learning English really is number one on the list.
We're talking with Mark Stein of the Dallas Morning News, and when he came out for the first time, what we have seen in recent weeks is, for example, the ovation that Alonzo Mourning got in Miami when he dressed for the first time all season. Dallas has had a great season, and Dallas is not the hotbed of the world's greatest fans, but they're used to success here and maybe used to foreign players at this point. Was last night, how did it rate on the 1-10 meter of alarm? Was it a big deal or no, Mark?
He got a huge ovation, much louder than Nowitzki in his first game, but probably the loudest one that I've ever heard. And obviously with the political situation going on now, I think people were wondering what kind of reception he was going to get. But It couldn't be more positive. And I think Dallas has a reputation of being kind of a front-runner town. When you're winning, everything is golden. And the Mavs really can do no wrong now. Nobody had them winning 50 games or, you know, having a shot at home court in the first round of the playoffs. So Nelly could probably trot in 20 more foreigners. And he's Nelly the genius again. He can really do no wrong at this point.
The spy plane situation, we had Howard Feynman of Newsweek on yesterday talking about the greater effect here and how it might affect, for example, the Olympics that Beijing wants in 2008. I would imagine there's no way of asking Wang Zhuzhu about this. He's not going to answer it. But is there a sense of foreboding that this may make the window of opportunity smaller with this player, or do you sense a commitment on the part of China to let him play here?
Well, I think the Beijing Olympics is a big reason why he's here. They really see Wong being here and doing well as a key piece in getting those Olympics, but you really have to think that if that spy plane had gone down a week earlier, Wong wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And now I think it's because of things like the Olympics that this hasn't fallen apart. They can't afford to do something else and call him back because of that.
I would imagine there is some reporting on this in Dallas. I hope there is, because I'm going to ask it. The effect on Yao Ming, what is the timetable for Yao Ming, and has it been pushed back because of this spy plane thing? And as a tertiary part of this question, does the success or failure of Wang Zhuzhu impact Yao Ming?
Yeah, those are both factors. And it's funny, the Mavericks are actually shocked by this. They thought it was going to be much tougher to get Wong to the States because he's a soldier. He played for the Army team. Yao Ming only played for a club.
I guess they were wrong about that, Mark.
Yao plays for a club team in Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it worked out, it's actually going to be tougher to get Yao out because you got to get permission from the mayor of Shanghai, his club team, and about three other factions. And his club team just doesn't want to let him go. They have no way to replace him, and they really don't care about the NBA. They just don't want to let this guy come to the NBA, and it really looks like it's going to be at least a year and maybe two. So teams that are interested in him, like your beloved Boulay,
have to
think, is this a David Robinson situation? If his name is in the draft, do you draft him now to get him 2 years from now? That's the decision teams are going to have to make.
Can't Sonny Vaccaro go in there and pay the right people and get a sneaker deal going? I mean, I find it hard to believe that China, knowing what the impact of having players in the NBA would be on the international sports community, would allow, you'll forgive me, the head of a club team in Shanghai, you know, to be the engine that stopped dead the march of progress.
Well, from what I'm told, and just, you know, the various Chinese authorities and officials that I've met, you know, it's a face-saving thing, too. I guess they don't want to look weak, that they're just capitulating to the NBA and being stripped of all their talent. I mean, to us, it makes no sense, but they obviously have a whole different way of looking at things.
We're talking with Mark Stein of the Dallas Morning News. Let's get to the most germane thing, and I don't know if you can tell, but you've probably seen him in practice. Can he play?
He can definitely shoot it. He's pretty much what you'd expect from a Nelly-type player. Nelly starts drooling as soon as he sees anybody who's tall and can handle the ball a little bit, pass it, shoot it. He's been compared to Kukoc and Rafe LaFrance, but that's mainly because he's left-handed. He's a little more of a plotting guy than those two. But he's a long way away from being any kind of contributor just because he couldn't guard you at this point. I mean, intensity-wise, defense, he's just not used to facing NBA-type guys. And he has a long way to go in those areas. But you got to applaud the guy's confidence. He comes in off the bench into a totally foreign situation, doesn't speak the language, and shows no hesitation shooting the ball. I remember Dirk Nowitzki's first game was in Seattle against Detlef Schrempf, and you know, Dirk was about 1-for-10, and look at him now. So this guy definitely has some self-belief, so that's got to work in his favor.
Dallas already has a big, stiff center in Sean Bradley, who gets pushed out of every single play and never, though I'm sure he tried, and it's 10 years now, never gained any weight, never gained any particular strength, never became an NBA force on any level. This guy does not look, he's got a bigger body than Sean Bradley, but he looks like he could be pushed around, pushed off the ball at any time. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, that's where he is now. It's rebounding, banging down low, mixing it up with NBA guys. I mean, he hasn't experienced any of that yet, and that's the stuff he has to learn, and that's what they just want him over here for, just to be in practice, get some garbage time minutes here and there, and start learning it, because it really is a whole different world. But I don't think he'll be a strict post player anyway. He's probably more of a small forward, power forward in the Mavs system, and they see him as kind of a Nowitzki who can play on the rim, because, I mean, as you saw last night, the guy has range.
What is the long-term commitment here? What does the United States or the NBA owe to China? How long will he be here at minimum? What is the situation in flux? What is your understanding of that?
Well, it's a 2-year deal. The Mavs have a club option for next year, which they'll exercise that in July. But they really needed some unprecedented help from the NBA here, because the league has a basically a rule. Once you sign with an NBA team, they don't let you shuttle back and forth between the states and your home country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in October and November are these national games in China, which is just a China-only regional competition. The Mavericks agreed to let Wong miss the first 2 months of the season and play in those games, which normally the NBA would frown on. But in this case, they've sanctioned it, and they're going to let Wong miss the first 2 months of next season. That was another thing that might have scared teams off from Yao Ming. He wouldn't be in the NBA till December at the earliest, both
right.
of them next season. So that's, again, something the league has never allowed. And in this case, because things are so difficult negotiating with China, it's not like just getting a normal foreign player. And the NBA obviously wants to facilitate this. Wong was signed for about 3 minutes before the NBA announced that it was selling its jerseys in New York. So they know that there's a marketing potential here that is maybe unrivaled in the league.
We've got about a minute left, and I will ask you this. Why Dallas? I understand that Nelly drafted him, but were you surprised that the Chinese government agreed to let the first Chinese player come to Dallas, an area not particularly known for a large Chinese community?
The reason they weren't is because these last few years, the Mavericks have been struggling. They've been bigger in Beijing than they were in Dallas because they've made numerous trips over there. Donnie Nelson especially has run clinics, and the Mavericks have become absolutely huge over there. So they're pretty well respected, and the Nelsons are held in pretty high esteem. So actually it wasn't too much of a surprise.
Mark, thanks for helping us out. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Tony.
Mark Stein of the Dallas Morning News.